we're just at the desperation stage. Our sister has gone missing 2 weeks ago on Sunday the 24th of November, and we're just appealing to everybody, if there's any information, any sightings, anything, that they just can please contact us. We're just desperate to have her home.
Now, your sister, of course, is Helena McElhennan. Her image and her information has been searched widely, has been spread widely on social media, because people are so invested in this and want her home as soon as is possible. But it's still very important that we try and reach some people maybe that aren't on social media, or perhaps who haven't seen this. So can you tell us a little bit about Helena as a person, please?
Well, as I say, she's a mother, she's a wife, she's a sister, she's a friend, she's a cousin, a very good and pure person, very kind-hearted, always very prevalent in the community and her children's school community with other mothers, with her friends, very kind, compassionate, very charitable. She just hasn't been herself for a while, and this is the time that she needs some help now.
Mm. And we want to get her home so she can get that help. Talk us through the last sighting of her, or her last whereabouts. And take your time in it, Teresa, so the information can sink into people's minds. It might trigger something.
Okay, well, Helena left her home at approximately 9:30 a.m. on Sunday the 24th of November. She was travelling in her black Mitsubishi Jeep. She made the journey from Drooperstown to Derry to the Foyle Bridge via Feeney Mountain, which people will be aware of. Roughly, she arrived at the second lay-by closest to the Culmore roundabout at about 10:30, and the last viewing that we have was a man saw her in her Jeep at around 11 o'clock, so that's the last time that we can place her as being there. And then from then onwards, we have had no official sightings of Helena. We have no evidence to suggest that she's in the water, but also none to suggest that she's not. So perhaps anybody who would have been doing that same journey or along that way, anybody that was in a car, that was walking, that was out running, if you've any dash cam footage, which you may think is of no significance to you, it may be crucial to us to give us some indication of where she went after 11 a.m. that Sunday morning.
And did you mention what she, do we know what she was wearing? Did you mention that, Teresa? Sorry.
Yeah, she was wearing like a knee-length brown dress with different designs in it, black leggings, maroon cardigan, black coat, and black boots, and she has like dark brown shoulder length hair as well.
Yeah, very probably, distinctive clothes.
Yeah. And probably with her state of mind, she'd perhaps be walking with her head down. She wouldn't necessarily have wanted to have been seen or approached. So just if anybody's seen her, just, you know, be wary of that and approach her, you know, softly.